expression.
Apparently not. Okay. Simen Tzadi Zayin. You know, there's another reason why you shouldn't go to Starbucks. That's, you know, Baltashkes. Okay. Fine. So Simen Tzadi Zayin, again, we're going to get back to Simen Tzadi Vav after Yantif. So the Gemara says in Psachim, Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, Ein Lashin Esa Isa B'chalav, Vim Lash Kolapas Asura Mipnei Hergel Aveira. And likewise, over there in Daf Lamed Amid Beis, it says, Ein Tashin Esa Taner Be'olya, Vim Tash Kolapas Kula Asura. And Rashi explains, She'ein Lashin Esa Isa B'chalav, Kidei Shel Yolcha Basar Ima, Umiyosotam Asar Latosh Esa Taner Be'olya. Right, so what's the idea? The idea is very simple, that there's an assumption that bread is parev. And this is an assumption that people make. They see a piece of bread, they see a loaf of bread, they assume it's parev. So you may not make milchig bread or fleishig bread. And if you do, so not only is it aser to make, but b'di'eved, it's aser to eat. So the pas becomes aser b'di'eved. The Prima Gaddim in Sisei Das Aleph says, even if it's only fleishik midrabanan, like you used chicken fat oil, so you could say over there, it should be mutter. Why? Because it's like gzera, right? First of all, you know, you're never going to really have bas b'chalav d'oraisa with a piece of bread. And moreover, it's not even meat, it's chicken. And moreover, who says you're going to even do it? Right? But still, it's aser. Why? So he says, Dekarov letaus, shal alechem yichya adam, v'darko lechol imbasar v'chalav. Answer is, and this is a point that a number of the Achronim make on this simon, that since the primary means of sustenance is bread, at least in the olden days, people would eat bread at every meal, and the assumption was always that bread was parev. So this is something that if you did it, would very likely lead to mess-ups. And that's why we're very, very machmir on these shilas. Okay.
The Tana didn't assume it was only lechem, though.
We'll get to that. Yes. We'll do that at the end. Now, the Gemara also says that Avid ke'en tura it's mutter. So what does that mean? So Rashi says, this is very cute, the riff's cute, well, the Rashi first. Rashi says it means a little bit like an ayin of Ashur. Ke'en tura, like the ayin of Ashur. Right? Achil le bevas achas, enough to eat at once. Velomashi le delinshi shenilosh b'chalav. The apshat is like this. Look, I'm about to make one small roll to eat for lunch. Good. So I'm having milchiks for lunch, and I'm going to eat the roll right now. I'm not going to forget and have leftovers that I might accidentally eat with fleishiks. The Rif says it means, no, you make it in an unusual shape, like an ox, kein tura. And therefore, everybody's going to know from the unusual shape that it's milchiks. The Rashba translated the Gemara like Rashi, but he actually was Mevar the Hatter, like the Rif, that it's unusual in that it's only a small amount of bread that was made like the size of an eye of an ox. But anyway, I guess he thought that like the shape of an ox is a funny, it's hard to make bread in the shape of an ox. Anyway, so those are the different pshatim. But the Shari Dura and the Halacha follows this, the Beis Yosef passes this way, it doesn't really matter, we accept both opinions, both interpretations of the Gemara, which is very interesting because they're two totally different haterim, right? How could we accept both? Usually we don't do that. You're right, it's Durabanan. So I think what this might tell us, and this is going to be a very important point that we'll see perhaps throughout the Simon, though it's going to be constantly debated, is that they could both agree to each other. They might disagree in their interpretation of the Gemara, but Lamaisa, there's no concern if you make a small amount that you'll come to eat it with basar. And likewise, if you make even a large amount, but in a very funny shape, there's no concern you're going to come to eat that with basar. And therefore, since both are effective in preventing achilas basar b'chalav, so then they're both correct, even though, you know, only one explanation in the Gemara is correct, but Lalacha, both could agree to the other ones. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch brings down both Pshatim, and we do this. For example, in Eretz Yisrael, you might recall that the minhag is for cheese berekas to always be in triangles. And parv berekas are always rectangles. All square and rectangle berekas in Israel are always parv. And all milchig berekas are always triangles. So you didn't realize this. But really, it was based off of this simon. So you go ahead and you see bereka. You can't always usually tell what's inside of a bereka just looking from the outside. But you could tell by the shape. Is it a milchig bereka or is it a parv bereka? That's where, you know, air berekas from Karen Biavna. So those are parv. They're square. You'll never find a okay. So, fine. Now, what does davar muat mean? So the Mechaber sounds like davar muat is enough to eat at once, which is also the mashmaos of Rashi. But the Rama writes that it's enough to eat in one day. And like for Shabbos they used to make fleishig bread. Or on Shavuos, the Mechaber writes, they used to make, or the Rama, sorry, writes, they used to make milchig bread. Why is it mutter? It's davar muat. Now, you wonder, one second, Shavuos is how long? It's 2 days. So it's not so clear, but I think the poskim assumed that the Rama meant that for one day of Shavuos. If you wanted to have milchig bread for the second day of Shavuos, you'd have to bake again on the second day of Shavuos. Right? Remember, you could bake on Yom Tov. But even the Rama's kula is only a kula for one day. So I guess a 2 day yantif. Again, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's 24 hours. That's other Achronim or Machmir, they say that day, not 24 hours. Now, what about Shabbos? I don't know. I guess he's talking about the bread that was for Friday night. The Aruch HaShulchan, simple, right? You break your bread Friday afternoon, and it's good enough for the first two sudos on Shabbos. And anyway, you don't want it for Shal Shiddos, because maybe you're going to have milchiks for Shal Shiddos. But the Aruch, the others say no, it means that day for the Rama.
Shad isn't that, like, we know by Shavuos it's going to be there, and therefore it's not going to come to...
That's not what he says. You could say that.
Say clearly, he just...
The Rama says...
It's mech Shavuos. I thought it was just
mech. Yeah.
It's not going to come...
No, I think it... So, certainly that's not...
I know it's a chiddush read. I just thought that... Yeah. Answered that quite as a problem.
Yeah, I don't think that's correct. Take a look also if you want. The Rama is also in Or Chaim in Taf Tzadi Dalet Sif Gimel. Look at the Magen Avraham over there, Sif Katan Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah, Yud Beis to Yud Dalet. I don't think that's what he means. Okay. So speaking of berekas, so it's not obvious that this halacha applies to berekas. We'll talk about that a little later. But let's assume for a moment this halacha does apply for berekas. So Mrs. Levinson, Aviam's wife, once made meat berekas. She hadn't yet baked them. And he comes home from yeshiva, and he sees these meat berekas, and he says, "Wait! Don't bake them!" Why? Because if you bake them, they'll all become aser. Why? Because it's not davar muat. Right? And they were square berekas. But they were meat. They were meat. And again, so if like you had meat sticking out of it, we'll see many poskim are makel, because it's noticeably meat, like cheese Danish, right? So cheese Danish, you could see, there are two types of cheese Danish, but the kind that have the cheese sticking out of it, so then that's okay. But these were meat berekas that were nicely folded. You looked at them, they looked like a potato bereka, but they had meat in them. So what did he tell her to do? Very simple. He said, freeze them like this, and then when you want to eat them, you take out small amounts. Right? Let's say you're going to have them for a Friday night. So you take out enough for that Friday night, whatever it is, 10 berekas, 6 berekas, and then you bake them. Then it's going to be okay. It's davar muat. But if you were to make enough, you were to make a big batch and say, okay, you know, we'll have the rest for leftovers. We'll have some Shabbos, and then Motzei, you know, Sunday night for supper, we'll also have them. Then it would be a problem. Anyway.
That's okay. That's fine.
That's okay. It's davar muat. Each time she baked just enough for that meal.
Davar muat. You said it's chal on the way it's baked.
Ah, lot. So we'll see. The earth, yeah, okay, so we'll talk about it, but it's obvious that that has to be, because you can make it into a funny shape, right?
Maybe it's to make the shape and then put the stuff in.
You can't do lisha before you.
I don't know anything about it.
Okay, so when you make the shape, you can't like make the shape and then put the flour in, right? So obviously, what that means is you need the dough, still mutter, right? And then you make it into the shape of an ox.
Interesting.
Okay, now.
That means you can melt cheese on it? If it's
Knicker? Yes, if you melt the cheese on the dough, that's for sure okay. Well, even if it's not. If it's Knicker, right, pizza's mutter, right? For example, right? Why? Because you put a cinnamon on it before you baked it, right?
But if it's just butter, you can't tell.
Theoretically, that could be a problem. Now, all these questions that you're asking really get to a very fundamental question, basic chakira about this whole siman. And it's a very straightforward chakira. We will see that at least among some poskim, it breaks down. In other words, they weren't looking at it the way I was looking at it. But some, in some ways it will hold up, as we'll see. And the basic question is, what's the pshat? Is this a gzera ba'alma? In other words, is a gzera shema yochlana bebasar? And therefore, any time there is no concern that you're going to eat it with chalav, or basar, whatever it is, so then it's mutter, right? And that's why when you make a small amount, since there's no concern, then it's mutter. That's why when you make it in a funny shape, since there's no concern, it's mutter. Sort of like what I said, maybe you can be medayek from the fact that mechaber paskins both kulas, because lemaisa they're both effective. Anytime the practical concern goes away, then it's mutter. That's possibility A. Possibility B is no. Because of this concern, you're going to come to eat the milchiga bread with fleishiks. So then, they were misakein, and Isser Chafza, they said, this pas, milchiga bread is aser. Right? Milchiga bread is aser. Any pas sheninu... Yichud? I understand. When we get to Yichud, June's band starts on Sunday, so we could talk about whether that's true for Yichud. Anyway, so, no, in other words, Chazal were misakein. No, but here it's much easier. Because, but yeah, you have this chakira in many Isari de Rabbana, right? In this case, Chazal were misakein, that milchaga bread is aser. And it's a low plug. They built into this Gzeira, an exception, right? The exception is Avid Lakein Tura, whatever that happens to mean. But if it's not, if it doesn't meet that criteria, that even if for some other reason there's no concern, it's still going to be Aser. And I'll show you a bunch of places where I think you see the Achronim debating this point. So first the less practical ones, and we'll see the more practical ones. So the Rama writes in Sif Aleph that you should not bake pas in the same oven together with pladin or pashtida. Why? Because maybe shama yazov ha-minashuman ala pas. Right? In other words, these things have like schmaltz in them, and they might leak and drip and land on the pas. V'mzav tachtav ki'ilu nilosh imo. So the Shach says, the truth is, from the Raman, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't sound this way so much, but the Shach quotes the Raman Tars Chatas that says like this. It depends if it's close or far. The Pashtid is close or far from the Pas. If it's far, so if you didn't, in other words, what happens if you messed up, right? You're not supposed to bake in the same oven the pashtida with the bread. But let's say you did. So if it's far away, then the bread is mutter. Why? Sveik sveika. Maybe your pashtida didn't leak. Vimtim tzolomar, it leaked. Maybe bishul's not mefape b'cholakli. Good. But if it's close, in other words, if the pashtida is close, so then it's only one safek, you have to be machmir. Okay. And again, even though the Ramah doesn't necessarily sound this way, this is because the Ramah writes, if you did it, but anyway, that's the psak of the Shach, and also the Taz and Sifkat and whatever. It's interesting. So we don't see Safik Dura Bamakula. We say Chad Safik is Aser, probably because it's Matsui, or the like. As I said, because it doesn't sound this way from the Ramah, there are those that are disagree with the Shach. the grandfather of the place, he disagrees with the Shach. But let's assume like the Shach and the Taz for now. Okay. Now, the Hagos Iser Vehetter, though, quotes an Or Zarua, who disagrees. He says that if you didn't see that it leaked, it's mutter, sfeik sfeika. In other words, even if it's close by. Why? Suffolk leaked, Suffolk didn't leak. Vimtin Slomar, it leaked. Suffolk, you won't eat it with milchix. Right? So what is he saying? Clearly he's following shot number one. They treated this as a suffix still. So it's a sfeik sfeika, right? Even if you have fleishig bread, it's still a suffix, right? It's not vada yisr, it's not like they made a gzeira. Milchig bread is usr. Milchig bread is usr misafik, but memela it's mitzdarif to a sfeik sfeika. So if you don't know whether this is milchig bread, mutter, sfeik sfeika, whereas a shach says if you don't know if it's milchig bread, usr, it's chad suffik. So the Ur Zeruah clearly holds like the first tzad in the Chakira. Now within the Shach, it's unclear. Because the Shach might still hold, Shach might hold to the second tzad in the Chakira. If you want to see an expression of that explicitly, it's in the Gilyan Marsha over here. Shlomo Eger says explicitly, he writes, the reason why the Ur Zeruah is wrong is because Kevin Dekvar Asu Chachamim Lala Shemachalav Im Kein Mali Shelo Yochlanu Mikol Makom Misid Rabbanan Vade Rabale. Right? In other words, even if you don't eat this bread with milchix or with fleishix, it's still an Misid Rabbanan. Right? So therefore, it's not a steak steka. So the Ur Zeruah is clearly the first tzad of the Chakira. The Gilyan Marsha is definitely the second tzad of the Chakira. Within the Shach, it's not totally clear because even though he's Machmir on the Shaila, maybe it's because it's a Safek HaRagil, right? Because it's so likely you're going to eat this with the other thing, that's not enough to be mistarfa to a Sfeik Sfeika. So, not clear from the Shach, but at the very least, this is one expression where, if you look at the Lashonos of the Poskim, you see clearly that they're arguing about this point. Now, another expression of this, Chakira, is something that I was wondering about, which is leftovers, right? So, let's say you go ahead and you're Mekayim the Minhag of the Ramah. Anybody here ever have milchig of bread on Shavuos? I'm going to try to talk my wife into making it. I'm joking. Don't. So you don't, let's say, Kornbluth is, you know, Mekayim the Minhag of the Ramah, so he makes milchig of bread on Shavuos. So let's say you make your milchig of bread for Shavuos and you do a davar muat, right? It's very hard to make it into the shape of an ox. So you just do davar muat. Good. But you didn't make a lot. But you weren't feeling so good on Shavuos, so you didn't eat so much. And now you have leftovers. So poof, this would be like Moshe Shavuos comes, the clock strikes, and bam, becomes usher, right? When the Ramah says you make challahs on Shabbos that are fleishik challahs, do they... So I, like, read the Ramah, and I thought, of course not. In other words, since it's mutter to make it this way, davar muat, even if you don't end up eating everything that you had anticipated eating, so memela, it stays mutter. You could go ahead and eat the leftovers. And I had a raya. What was my raya? From Simon Petas of Dalet. We said over there that if you have bread left over on the table, let's say it was a fleishig meal, so you have to treat the bread as fleishigs, right? So there we have an example of fleishig bread. Now, one second. Why should you be able to have fleishig bread? Fleishig bread is usser, right? It should be usser. You see that there's such a thing as fleishig bread that's mutter. So the pshat is that over there it didn't become usser b'shasafiyah. Why? Because at shasafiyah it was parv. Something that becomes usser was mutter b'shasafiyah, but then later becomes fleishik, remains mutter. And likewise over here, since it was mutter b'shasafiyah, why? Because it was davar muat. So it doesn't become aser all of a sudden, right? That's what I thought. But then I saw that there are a lot of machmirim on this shayla, even acharafiyah. In fact, the Chavos Das in Sifkan Vav writes the following halacha. Let's say you go ahead and you have a big, you make a bunch of challahs. Good. You have a big, take them out of your oven, they're all finished, 100% mutter. And then you put them down and some milk spills onto them. Oh my gosh. So now you have 8 milcha gachalas. So says the Chavostas, Aser, Afilu chalav tzonein, because you can't really wash off the milk. They're bekayim. Wow. Right? So clearly the Chavostas disagrees with what I said. The Chavostas says, no. It's not just b'shas afia. Right? So this l'choira, if you ask the Chavostas, you're allowed to have a bagel with cream cheese. So I think that would be mutter, because you could see the cream cheese. But I don't know, maybe a bagel with butter would be aser for the Chavostas, right?
Garlic bread, you can't.
But it's okay. We'll say bagel with butter is also okay, because it's davar muat, right? Usually you don't like make a week's worth of bagels with butter and store them up. So you toast your bagel and you put butter on and it's davar muat. The nafkamina is that maybe the leftovers become aser, according to Chavostas. Now, l'chayra, this comes down to the same chakira we were saying, which is, in this case, the Chavostas, the first view is the chumra opinion. Chavostas says, any time there's a concern that this bread will be eaten with, you know, milchiks or fleishiks, and lead to bas v'chal d'rabanans, then it's aser, right? That's the gzeira. So, mali chalav shen, isa shen ilusha b'chalav, mali chalav spills on it after you already baked it. It doesn't really make a difference. In both cases, you have milchika bread. Milchika bread becomes aser. And my assumption, to be makel, and we'll see there are achronim that say like me also, was the opposite. My assumption was, this is a takana. Chazal asered isa sheni lusha b'chalav. If it's not isa sheni lusha b'chalav, it's not b'chalav the takana. So obviously you have to be very careful not to eat this bread that challah, you know, the challah that milk spilled on it, I have to be very careful not to eat it with fleishiks. Fine. But it doesn't become aser. It's not bechlal the takana. Not bechlal the takana. Now, so what about my kasha from Simon Peites, my raya, right? Again, there you have such a thing as fleishik of bread. So why didn't it become aser according to Chavostas? So you have to say, either that's mutter because there's a hecker, because it's shirei pas. I think that's the easier way. You could also say it's davar muat, but not necessarily. You could have a lot. So I think the pshat is that it's a hecker. In other words, the shiurei pas, everybody knows, you can't assume is parv.
They're one way or the other, you're saying.
Right. You know, when these are little, you know, broken pieces of bread that were left over from a meal, you know that you can't make there's a hecker on this saying, don't assume this is parv. Right? Anything that the assumption that it's not pariv, anything that you don't have that assumption, it's not that it's pariv, is going to be mutter, right? The only problem is with respect to bread, and maybe all things, where there's a standard assumption that this is pariv, that we say that it's bechlal de gzeira. So how do we paskin? Tzirach HaShulchan writes, Kevan shekach horu b'dor shelefaneinu kasha lavrol devrehem. Miu al kolpanim ein lahachmer b'zeharbe. So he's, I don't know, a little bit choshish for the Chavostas. And the Badi Shulchan says also, in a case where the milk fell on it afterwards, he says it's not so pasha to be machmir, because, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says it's aser when it's baked. But, you know, the Chavostas said it. Also, he's not, doesn't come out so clear, l'maisa. L'chachmas Adam is mekel in a pinch. He says, "V'makom hefsid meruba yesh lismach lahoros bepash zav tachtav chalav o shuman." So what do you do? As yichale kapas lebatim harbe l'chol ba'al abayis kikar echad, and then it's small. Now that actually comes to another question, which is, can you make a siman after it's baked? We'll talk about that in a moment. But we'll get back to that point. But he says that this, you know, Maisa Shahaya Kahaya, somebody had a big, you know, they made challahs. So they make a big batch of challahs. They made 8 challahs. And then all of a sudden, some milk spills on it. So you go give a challah to each of your neighbors, and one meal's worth, and tell everybody to eat challah today. And then that's what you should do. Okay? Now, what about, and this is sort of the same question, but in reverse. what about a shinoi after afia? Right? So I would have thought, again, that this is the opposite question as the first question. If you're going to go ahead and say that, like the Chavos Das, that if milk falls on it after afia, it becomes aser, so what are you saying? You're saying anytime there's a concern that this might be eaten with fleishiks, so then it should be aser, that's the gzeira. So then I would say, okay, so as long as you make a shinoi even after afia, it should be mutter. Right? And if you hold like me, my netiyah, which was that, no, afiyas koiveya, so then making a shinoi afterwards, it's too late. Right? This happened to us last Thursday night. My wife made, I don't know what to call them, if they're rolls or muffins or the like. And that might actually make a difference if they're rolls or muffins, as we'll talk about later. But she made some type of rolls or muffins. They were milchiks. They had butter in them. And I come home and I say, hey, Vey, these are usher. So she's actually very excited because, like, finally, I ushered something. I've always said, Mami, she cooks macholos asuros. Wow. Okay. So I'll tell you some stuff in Lahakel. Not sure, I didn't eat them, but, not clear. First of all, it might have been Davar Mu'ad, because it really was only, it was a little more than we needed for that meal. For the Aruch HaShulchan, it could have been okay, because you know, could have eaten leftovers for breakfast the next morning, 24 hours. But anyway, so the question is, so let's say she did this. So one of my daughters, it's a great teaching opportunity, so I told them about a simmon. So she had very delighted. We would go ahead and put frosting on the top of each one of these muffin rolls, like D. So in other words, a simin la harafia. So then it would be mutter, right? We wanted to eat them for everybody who's hungry. They wanted supper. So her chap was, the truth is that the kids already ate them before I came home. So it's only a shiloh for my supper. But anyway, so her chap was to put like a D on it, right? In frosting, a D. Or a cow, or something like that. So now, this would simply solve the problem. See, it wasn't so pasha, because these were like the main course. It wasn't like, we'll see, like things that you eat for dessert that you never eat with fleishiks. There's room, more room for mako, to be mako, but this didn't have that. So anyway, so that was her chop. So this is, again, this is the reverse case of the Chavos Das. Right, the same chakira, but opposite. Right, so lishitasi it should have been aser, and lishitas l'chavos das it should be mutter. Now they were mekilim. For example, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav's father was mako. What was? Because he assumed like the chavos das, right? He assumed like the chavos das. It's quoted in Pnine HaRav, if you want to see page Kuf Tzadi Vav. And therefore he was mako, even if you make a shinoi and a wrapper. This is like a dairy bread, packaged bread. So let's assume for a moment, this might be questionable because you don't see the package when you eat it, but let's assume for a moment that a simmon in the packaging constitutes a simmon, right? So can you have dairy bread? You'll never find OUD bread. They're machmir on the shayla. But you'll feel like Triangle Cape dairy bread. So what's the pshat? They hold like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. You'll see there might even be another kula also. But they hold like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that A, they're makel that a simmon in a packaging constitutes a simmon, and B, also a simmon la'achar afia constitutes a simmon. So therefore, putting a dairy on the package is enough to be makel. Whereas the Chachmas Adam... others, let's say the Yad Yehuda, he's machmir. Now, the problem with my theory is that the Chavos Das is also machmir. So that's why I said my chakira doesn't really hold up. But I don't see how that makes sense in Lamdas, unless you think that there's two dinim. Mechtesi, there's two dinim, right? How do you know from the same Gemara that both are us? And how could it be that that on the one hand we say that if milk spills on it, it's aser, because it's not tali b'shas afia, but you can't make a takana after afia either, But that's what he is. I think you could probably say something, but it's a chiddush to be machmir on both ends. As I mentioned before, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chachmas Adam are at least b'shas hefsid merubar, willing to be mako. So what the, you know, in other words, as long as at least it has both. So that's why the Chachmas Adam said in that case where there was a bunch of bread and milk spilled on the bread, so the bread became milchix. So now he said, so what do? Go ahead and give it out small amounts, right? And that's the shinoi lacharfia. And what I was saying is, manavshach, that has to be mutter. Because if you're going to say that the shinoi, you have to, you know, it's tali and shasafia, so then it's mutter. And if you say it's tali and postafia, then it's also mutter, right? Manavshach, that should be okay. And that's what they say, though they're only makel b'shasafs and meruba. Since they said clearly, they don't fully hold the maichakira. Now, the next application of maichakira is, does it trafe up the kalim? So luckily, my wife made them on disposable muffin pans, so they got thrown out. But let's say she didn't, or maybe they would even trafe up the oven. But let's say, you know, that's a little harder. But let's say you made them on kalim. So if you really hold that there's a chesed shalisser, so should trafe up the kalim. So Rav Shechter's makel on the shayla, if you want to read it, it's in the OU Tshuva X329. So I don't know anybody that is machmir on the shayla. Actually, I didn't see any poskim. Though, again, if you really treat it as a chefta shalisser, some of the poskim seem to be. It's not obvious why. But Rav Shechter did say another nafkamina over there in this chakira. Whether you bench, let's say, this mamashai came home. I told you, so they came home, and let's say I paskin their bread that they ate was aser. So now the shayla, should they bench? So as you know, there's a machlokas, Rambam and Ravid, whether you bench if you ate machals asuros. When the Gemara says ein mezamnin, is it dafka zimun? That's the way the Ravid says, or even birkas abazon, like the Rambam says. Lice of the Mishnah Berurah is makel like the Ravid if you ate b'shogeg. So therefore, even if I was sure that the bread my wife made was aser, my kid should still bench. But, you know, the Rav was a big Rambam fellow. So Memela, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, it's going to be Tali Nishakira. He said, if you hold like me, that a Shinui La'achar Afiyah should work, that's because it's not a Chefta Shalisser, and you should bench. But if you hold like the Machmirim on that Shaila, if you hold like the Yad Yehuda, then you shouldn't be able to bench. Wow. Chefta Shalisser. Okay. So I said before that you won't find any decent hechsher that makes dairy bread. Like, you won't find OUD bread. But you will find OUD English muffins. Ooh. Ooh. So why is that? So the original basis for giving an OUD for the English muffins was because there was a hecker. Because all English muffins were dairy, and they look distinct from every other bread. So it's like avid lakein tura. It's mutter. It's not, doesn't look like a regular loaf of bread. A loaf of bread, they won't give it because people assume it's parv. But English muffins, everybody assumes is their dairy. The problem is that sometime after they started doing this, the generic brands popped up and started making parv English muffins. And I think even some of the Thomas's English muffins, some of their models might be even parv. So now the heter is gone. So I would have thought that you could still be makel. Why? Because since people know that so many English muffins are dairy, so it should still be okay, because there's no assumption that something that looks like an English muffin is parv anymore, just because there are some parv English muffins on the marketplace. Rav Shechter didn't like that kula. He thought they should stop giving a hechsher. But he was makel for a different reason. Why? How much milk do you think is in an English muffin? Well under shishim. That's why if you actually taste an English muffin, you will not be able to taste the tam chalav in it. Don't think that proves that we're not bekiyim in te'ima. There's a tiny... Why do they put it in? They put it in because it makes the English muffins look wholesome. People think that a muffin with milk is like a more wholesome food. So they look at the ingredients and they see milk, and so they say, ah, this is a very healthy food. And the fact that, you know, it's a tiny amount, so nobody realizes that. So, therefore, he thought it's mutter. Why? Because you're not going to go ahead and eat it with fleishiks anyway. So really, it's parif, right? Basically, the reason why the English muffin is mutter to be O-U-D is because it's actually O-U parif. Because there's less than shishim. That's really why it's mutter. So then he'll say the same thing should apply for the dairy breads, right? OU should be willing to give an OUD on a bread if it has a tiny amount of milk in it. So Rav Shechter said, yeah, but if we did that, they'd be miranin aleinu. They already think you're treif. But they would really think you're treif if they saw OUD bread. But OUD English muffins, they're not miranin.
So you shouldn't write OUD then?
No, you must write OUD because, we'll see in a second, this goes back to, we discussed this by Bittel Isser L'chatchila. This is where Shechter says his fascinating psak. That if you were to go ahead and there was 1% milk in this bread, so you write OUD, so it's mutter to have with dairy. But if you decided to have a deli sandwich on your English muffin, that would be Bittel Isser L'chatchila. Remember, that was a big chiddush because many poskim said, no, it's already batal. At that point, I buy an English muffin to have deli on it. So then, it's already batal, and there's no problem. But Rav Shechter holds the decision to buy the English muffin to have with meat, or if I bought it to have with cream cheese, but then I change my mind and decide to have it with meat, that is an act of batal isul chafli. We already saw that was a bit of a machlokas. We remember the Chuvas Radvaz and the like. Now, this raises another interesting question, which is, are you allowed to do it? Are you allowed to make milchig bread with 1% milk, right? So there are actually three opinions in the poskim about this. The Tzemach Tzedek says it's aser. Why? Because ein mevalin iser l'chatchila. What do you mean, iser? It's chalav. So he takes this idea that this is mamash and iser chafza to the extreme. He says, milchig bread is iser chafza, and therefore chalav l'gabe dough is macholos asuros, and therefore in mevalin iser l'chatchila, even if you're going to have it with milchiks. The other extreme, if you saw there's a long nachlas tzvi on this simon, and he says, nah, it's no problem. It's no problem to be mevatel iser l'chatchila. It's not. No problem to put a little bit of milk in l'chatchila, it's 100%. Rav Shechter has the middle view. He says you're allowed to put in a little bit of milk if you're going to have it with milchiks or parv. But if you're going to have it with fleishiks, then that would be bitel iser l'chatchila. Okay, now, just since we just finished Sadi Hay, I'll just tell you one ha'ara. Going back to, we discussed Rav Shechter's Mechudishtik Mahalich and Bittel Isser L'chatchila, but a quasi-raya to that, you just saw in Sadi Hay, if you remember, where the Rama writes that you have that water, right, that you use for dishwashing, so Mayim Noagim B'han Isser L'chatchila, right? And that's an example of an after-the-fact bittul iser l'chatchila. Right? The decision to now use that water for your cup of coffee would be bittul iser l'chatchila. Anyway, we talked about this much more extensively when we did bittul iser l'chatchila and also other times, so we're not going to get back into that. The Pesachei Tshuva in Yordea Samach Aleph Sifkatan Memtas brings poskim that say that once the dough is a big batter, it becomes aser, and you can't split it into little batters. But this is a very big chiddush. Why? Because I would have thought it's pashut that the iser is in chal when it's still dough. Now, even if you follow the tzad in the chakira that this is an iser chefza, when is the iser chal? I would have thought when you bake it. But he says no. When we say it's mutter when you make little batches, that's when l'chatchila you make a little batch. It's big chiddush. Maybe. Others disagree with that. Ksav Sofer's Mekel and others. Okay, so let's turn to the question that Shmuel brought up, which is this limited to bread? So in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, we only have this discussion with respect to bread. But, and why would bread be different? Now, obviously it's not going to apply to things that are not assumed to be parv, right? But the question is, does it apply to other food that is presumably pariv. So you can't have it milchiks or fleishiks. So the Chachmas Adam and others say, yeah, it's dafka pas. Why, like we said before, lalechem yechia Adam. He writes dafka pas yotze bo sheikar chius Adam tali bo. That's when they were gozer. However, you could maybe mean medayik from the Ramban and Avodah Zarah Samach Vav and Beis, not that way. Also the Tzemach Tzedek and Nachlas Tzvi, who clear about it with respect to wine, also seem to be machmir. But the most explicit posek to be machmir is the Taz, if cut in Aleph. Because if you remember, he there talks about the case of the spices, or the spice grinder that became fleishiks. We'll talk about his whopper of a chiddush beyond that, because he assumes that Isser could be chal on the kli. But anyway, the Taz clearly assumes that it's not dafka pas, but it's going to be anything that's presumably pariv. But as I said, many are mekel, the Prichadosh also, the Menchus Yaakov, the Chachmas Adam, they all hold it's dafka pas. So, a very interesting question. Let's say, I don't know, squash soup. Let's assume, maybe this isn't true, but that when you see squash soup, the assumption is it's pariv, right? Or vegetable soup. Stam squash soup is pariv. So is it mutter to make squash soup with chicken broth? Right? Not davar muat. So I don't know. Maybe according to the Taz, it's aser. It's aser. If it's not davar muat, or you don't have a simen on it or something like that. I think the minig is to be mako. As I mentioned, there are many poskim that are machmir, many poskim that are mako. The Ramban the Ramban sounds like he's Mekel. I just looked at it again. Ramban sounds like he's Mekel, the Marshal's Mekel, Menchus Yaakov's Mekel. That it's Dafka Pas. Art Scroll's Machmir. Okay. Fine. Anyway, now this Taz says a very fascinating thing. Let's read the Taz. I guess this will be the last thing. One more thing. Because Taz says something so strange. It's a very chiddush. Right? He writes like this. Mizeh nirali, shemaducha shedoichin ba besamim, umishtamshin ha besamim, hein im basar, hein im chalav. So you have a spice grinder, where you grind spices, and you use the spices, either for milk or fleishiks. In other words, the spices are parv. Pamachas dachu sham shum im marak shel shumen avaz. So once you basically made the spice grinder fleishiks. Vachakach machzir nos arotev im avaz. Nirali shosu maducha sura. So now this maducha becomes asar. Right? And therefore you can't use it. Laduch od besamim afil achol basar. Shem yavol achol bachalav. Dumya. So what do you need to do? V'tzricha hachsher. V'afilu di'avid aser. B'loi hachsher. So let's say you use this maducha to make a pepper. So can you say, all right, at least let me use the pepper for fleishiks? No. Aser b'di'avid. K'mo pas. Lo dami l'mashkasat sarivav tavlin sh'niducha b'maducha shal basar aser chalav. Aval basar mutter. Shamayri sh'maducha miyuchedis l'basar. Dafka. Vein lito sham. Kein el nias daiti. So, very interesting, right? Which is that the iser is on the maducha. So if you have a maducha that, you know, you put a simen on it, this is a fleishig maducha, then it's okay. And we don't say that the spices made in this fleishig maducha are aser. But if you have a maducha that looks like a part of maducha, then the spices that you make in it are aser. So, in other words, you need a hacker on the meducha. But if you have a hacker on the meducha, you don't need a hacker on the tavlin, right? Which is very interesting. It sounds like, you know, maybe according to this, if you had a hacker b'shas afiyah, even though there's no hacker afterwards, it would also be okay.
How do we know a hacker on the kli would be good?
That's what he says. He says there, in Sadi Vav, we're talking about a meducha that's a fleishig meducha. And here we're talking about Hav Maducha, that's a Parv Maducha.
Miuchedes doesn't just mean we won't come to...
Whatever, how do you know it's Miuchedes? You put a red sticker on it, no?
But I'm just saying, it could be that he's saying he won't come to...
Right.
...ever use it for...
But I'm saying, it's very interesting, because if you go ahead and you ground a whole big, you know, pile of pepper in your fleishig Maducha, it's okay. But if it... Because the hecker on the Maducha. I'm not sure. He doesn't say that explicitly, but l'chora, that's what comes out, which is very interesting. Maybe the pshat is that we don't rely on people, remember? I don't know. Let's talk about it. But it's an interesting hara. So I mentioned before a very important kula about this, which is the Darkei Moshe based off of that. But let's say cake, right? Let's talk about cake. So cheesecake, okay. So we said that's pashut going to be mutter because it's noticeable as, right, it's ein l'chaheker gadol mizeh. You see the cheese on it, right? But let's say you want to make dairy chocolate chip cookies, right? Once my kids got a dairy cake or cookies, one of those packages, those what do you call them? The boxes that make cakes or cookies, cookie mixes. Duncan Hines. So some of them are parrot and some of them are milchik. So he once got a milchik of one. So maybe, so you could ask a shayla there, how could they say OUD on it, right? Because it's mamish, let's say cake, right? So it should be yasser, right? It should be OU treif, not OUD. Now some people say, oh, OUD is OU treif. But even if you, how could you have OUD on a Duncan Hines cake batter, cake recipe? Because you don't necessarily make a cake for one sitting, right? It's not davar muat. I mean, if the cake isn't so good, at least. So it's not davar muat. And there is an assumption that a cake is parif, right? It's not nicker. You look at a chocolate cake, right? Most stam chocolate cakes are parif. And you look at it, a milchik chocolate cake, you're not going to be able to tell that it's milchik's. And so why is it mutter?
Assuming that we're machmir, even if I think the size for pass.
So I don't know. It's pass, no. So it's a good question. So pas b'kisnin, in most halachos, many halachos, we do treat as pas. It happens to be, so here the poskim are makel for a different reason. Not because of pas b'kisnin, per se. Some people formulate it that way, but I don't think that's the pshat. The pshat is that, because you don't eat cake with meat. Now, one second, but you eat cake for dessert after a meat meal, right? But it's still okay. And that's a very interesting point. The Isser, and here the Lomdus for Reish Shechter says it like this, Ki Isser Achilas Cake Chalavi Toch Shei Shaus Kil Me Asher Ha Isser Lechol Basar B'Chalav B'Vas Achas. So you could just say it's like more kalin that it's, you know, even though they're both derabanan, but this is one step further removed from a din d'oraisa. Or no, in other words, that's more of an iser gavra, not an iser chafza, whatever it is. That's why it's okay. So that's why dairy cakes are okay.
That you also sit next to someone who...
Yeah, it's a similar thing like we said before, that most poskim, we saw that some are machmir, but most poskim say that the dine harchako of sitting next to someone eating a milchik meal doesn't apply for your flesh. Similar type of heter. And that's why you'll find that there are many hechsherim, like OUD chocolate chip cookies, right? They won't do OUD bread, but they do, you know, Chips Ahoy cookies are OUD. Why? Because the assumption is that nobody eats Chips Ahoy cookies with meat. Now you'll say, one second, but they also have OUD crackers, right? That's not true anymore. You dip your cracker in chopped liver. So OU will only make an OUD cracker if it's less than shisha. That goes back to their English muffin kula. But they won't make an OUD cracker unless it's nicker that it's dairy, like a cheese cracker, or it's a cookie, which you'd never eat with fleishigs. Now, not everybody holds of this kula of this kula of that anything that you would, the kula is anything that ordinarily people don't eat with meat is not bechlal this gzeira.
What if you're eating dairy cake after meat?
Oh no. So you could ask a question on this kula, which is that even though it's true you don't eat dairy with meat, but you don't eat cake with meat, but you eat cake right after meat. You eat a meat meal, and right afterwards you eat cake, mm-hmm. right? So people are going to violate, you know, could come to violate bas b'chalav through this dairy cake. So the answer is that we're more mako when it comes to zachar zeh than we are bevasachas. And an analogy for that that Shmuel suggested is with respect to another harchaka, which is that most poskim are mekel that you don't need dine harchaka if you're fleshix to eat next to someone eating mochix. That's just an analogy where we find a similar thing. Not everybody holds of this kula. Old timers will tell you that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik used to, you know, back in the olden days, I think it was grandma's. So there used to actually be a dairy bakery. In other words, they didn't just like get the stuff from Brooklyn, but they would actually bake cookies or muffins, and they were dairy. It was a dairy bakery. They have such things. So Ron Soloveitchik would send, you know, ask someone to go get him like a muffin or a Danish for breakfast. And he would say, don't get the treif ones. What he meant to say is, don't get the dairy ones. I mean, obviously, if they're chadash, it's a different issue. But don't get the dairy ones because of this. I think somebody told me they once went to a shir given by a Sali. And they had at the shir Dunkin' Donuts. And he said at the shir, there are 6 reasons why my grandfather would have said these are usher to eat. So I assume one was chatesh and one was this, because they're dairy. Can't have, if it's dairy, it's treif. You could start guessing what the other reasons were. Anyway, yes.
Just in case I was just
nuts,
it's a little bit happy. Oh.
Okay, thank you. Fine. I think we're basically done.
I don't feel that the OED on the wrapper is enough for people to know not to do it. Meaning they're not holding like the tops, basically. OU.
The OU is not mako for a simen on the package. Correct. There's a machlokas actually whether this applies to shogeg. Right? This comes back to the shaila that I told you. My wife made these dairy muffins. So if they were more like muffins, then maybe they would be mutter, like this way, like we said. But I don't know if they're muffins or rolls. I think they're definitely pasabab b'kisnin, but pashas is not tali in pasabab b'kisnin b'etzem. It's tali on whether they are. So I'm not sure. But anyway, but maybe it should be mutter. There should be no knas if it's a shogeg. So there are some that argue it should be mekel, because oftentimes when it comes to knasos, we're not machmir. Bishogeg, the Imre Bina says that. Lo asru rak shelo lasos biadayim, aval atzad hamikra v'hizdamnos nafal chalav opas de'in l'asru lachol b'melach. Fine. We saw though the Chavos Das is machmir, and the Prima Gadim also is machmir, b'shogeg, and the like. So there are a number. I think the most poskim are machmir if it was done b'shogeg, either because milk spilled on it, or because of you didn't know that it was aser. Another place that this comes up, by the way, is warming challah together with your meat for Shabbos, which effectively makes it a fleshig bread. So we already talked about that and why there might be kulas for leniency here because of the the application of the Recha Sugya. But Ayin Shem and the Zeya Sugya. Anyway, so we're going to stop here. I wish we could say we're finished Rasul Chalav, but we can't. But Be'ezus Hashem on Sunday, I guess after Yantif, we'll do Tzadi Vav, and Monday will be the Bechina, and Tuesday We'll begin with. I'll see. I don't know whether we're going to do Hechsher Kalim first or Hagalas Kalim first. I'll tell you soon.
What? You mean Tfilas
Kalim? Tfilas Kalim or Hechsher Hagalas Kalim. Okay, I'll let you know. Okay.
Do you think you take a full, like, maybe people need one extra day? Because, like,